Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 25th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is very important. Now this is going to be printed. This is directly from Our Lady. I was given this letter just a short time before I started for the vigil grounds. Now please give me light so I may read what Our Lady told me to write. This is an open letter to Pope John Paul II from Our Lady Mary Immaculate, November the 25th. 1978. Dear Son, our Vicar upon earth, remember always your heritage, even unto martyrdom, for of such trial are many led to sainthood. Accept as your strength Hyacinth and follow his lead, or the great chastisement shall be set upon mankind. Will you not help me again, my son? Convert Russia. Do not hasten to promote division in my son's church. Save the world from the great flames of the ball of redemption that fast approaches your world and mankind. Our Lady asked also that this be read and to be written in the periodical Roses. The date of August the 17th, Saint Hyacinth Confessor. Hyacinth, the glorious apostle of Poland and Russia, was born of noble parents in Poland about the year 1185. In 1218, being already canon of Krakow, he accompanied his uncle, the bishop of that place, to Rome. There he met Saint Dominic, whom Our Lady had recently given her rosary, and received the habit of the friar preachers from the patriarch himself, Saint Dominic, of whom he became a living copy. So wonderful was Saint Hyacinth's progress in virtue that within a year, Dominic sent him to preach and plant the order in Poland, where he founded two houses. His apostolic journeys extended over numerous regions, Austria, Bohemia, Livonia, the shores of the Black Sea, Tartary and northern China on the east, and Sweden and Norway to the west, were evangelized by him, and he is said to have visited Scotland. Everywhere multitudes were converted, churches and convents were built, 120,000 pagans and infidels were baptized by his hands. He worked numerous miracles and at Krakow raised a dead youth to life. He had inherited from Saint Dominic a most filial confidence in the Mother of God. To her he ascribed his success, and to her aid he looked for his salvation. When St. Hyacinth was in Kiev, that's Russia, the Tartars sacked the town, but it was only as he finished Mass that the saint heard of the danger. Without waiting to unvest, he took the ciborium in his hands and was leaving the church. As he passed by a statue of Mary, a voice said, "Hyacinth, my son, why dost thou leave me behind? Take me with thee, and leave me not to mine enemies." The statue was of heavy alabaster, but when Hyacinth took it in his arms, it was light as a reed. With the Blessed Sacrament and the image of Mary, he came to the river Dnieper, D-N-I-E-P-E-R, and walked dry-shod over the surface of the waters. On the eve of the Assumption, Hyacinth was warned of his coming death. In spite of a wasting fever, he celebrated Mass on the feast and communicated as a dying man. He was anointed at the foot of the altar and died the same day, A.D. 1257. We must always reflect on this thought, that St. Hyacinth teaches us to employ every effort in the service of God and to rely for success not on our own industry, but on the prayer of His Immaculate Mother. Our Lady requested that you also make known to the world the life of St. Dominic, whose feast day is August the 4th. St. Dominic was born in Spain in 1170. As a student, he sold his books to feed the poor in a famine and offered himself in ransom for a slave. At the age of 25, he became superior of the canons regular of Osma, O-S-M-A, and accompanied his bishop to France. There, his heart was well nigh broken by the ravages of the Albigensian heresy, A-L-B-I-G-E-N-S-I-A-N heresy, and his life was henceforth devoted to the conversion of heretics and the defense of the faith. For this end, he established his threefold religious order. The convent for nuns was founded first to rescue young girls from heresy and crime. Then a company of apostolic men gathered around him and became the order of friar preachers. Lastly came the tertiaries, T-E-R-T-I-A-R-I-E-S, persons of both sexes, men and women, living in the world. God bless the new order, and France, Italy, Spain, and England welcome the preaching friars. Our Lady took them under her special protection and whispered to St. Dominic as he preached. It was in 1208, while St. Dominic knelt in the little chapel of Notre Dame de la Puille, P-R-O-U-I-L-L-E, and implored the great Mother of God to save the church, that Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the rosary and bade him go forth and preach. Beads in hand, He revived the courage of the Catholic troops, led them to victory against overwhelming numbers, and finally crushed the heresy. His nights were spent in prayer, and though pure as a virgin, thrice before morning broke, he scourged himself to blood. His words rescued countless souls and three times raised the dead to life. At Lames, on August the 6th, 1221, at the age of 51, he gave up his soul to God. We must all reflect on this truth. God has never, said Saint Dominic, refused me what I have asked, and he has left us the rosary that we may learn with Mary's help to pray easily and simply in the same and with the same holy trust. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. All about the trees, if you look carefully, you may be able to see with God's grace the blue lights that are flickering all about the trees and becoming more brilliant as the light seems to fan out from these twinkling star-like blue lights about the trees into the center of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is coming forward through the center of light. She's dressed in the most magnificent white gown. She has on very dainty slippers. They are closed slippers this evening, almost like a ballet slipper. And on each slipper there is a tiny, small rosebud. Our Lady looks very young, I would say about 13. She looks very childlike. She has her hands together in prayer like this, with a beautiful rosary dangling from her fingers down across the front of her gown. Our Lady has on a mantle, pure white, with a gold trim around the edge of the mantle. Upon her head, she is wearing the Fatima crown. I've named it the Fatima crown because it's outstanding among all of Our Lady's crowns that she has appeared in. It has a very round, circular center. It sets on a heavy base forward onto her forehead, covering her mantle completely, and it has on top of it a beautiful golden cross. Our Lady's crown is set with all jewels. They're countless. I could not name them all, not being familiar with the names given to the stones. I can only enumerate them by their color. There are greens, and they pale purple color, and there are very startling white, like crystal white cut. Those I know would be diamonds. There are red, most likely rubies. The red stones almost look blood red like fire. Oh, it's a magnificent crown. The whole bottom is covered with jewels, and up to the centerpieces that form like a global round crown holding the cross. The jewels also run up in an upward pattern toward the cross. The cross is a deep gold and very brilliant. It has no decoration upon it, but the brilliancy of the gold is most magnificent to see. Our Lady is looking about her, and now she is putting the rosary into her left hand, and with her first finger of her right hand, she is touching her lips, which means to listen carefully and repeat. My child and my children, my heart as a mother is greatly torn also at the death and destruction visited upon many in your world. my children, how much I have longed in the past years of my visitations upon earth to save you from these disasters. You must understand that all that I have told you in the past has come to be. You must read back the written message from heaven, and you will understand all. My child, the picture Jacinta must be read now by all of Earth's children. You will give them this direction, my child. If it is in the will of the Eternal Father that they be graced to receive the truth, they will observe carefully and examine the photograph miraculous Jacinta, 1972. You will read the wording Jacinta and search for lines and figures and numbers. Within the miraculous picture is given the date by God the Father for the chastisement of mankind. All will be conditional to the response of mankind. You must well remember the words of my son to the world in relation to this miraculous picture. Consider this picture as a puzzle for the human race to figure out. If not solved in due time, I, Jesus, will set the answer upon the world myself. Within this picture, my children, is the date, the month, the year, the hour of the chastisement as planned by God the Father. I have asked that my words be given to your vicar, the Holy Father in Rome, who must guide my son's church in these crucial days. Compromise must be avoided even unto martyrdom. I have promised long ago, my children, peace to mankind since Sodoma. I cried out to you at La Salette, and you did not listen. What will you do now, my children? Will you turn away now and suffer a terrible chastisement? Can you not well understand what is happening now in your country and many countries upon earth? I will now explain to you in simple language that you may understand the plan for Lucifer to take over your country and all of the nations upon earth. He uses Lucifer, the body of any man, woman, or child, for the promotion of his will. There is a group in the United States and the world, a group that started many years ago calling itself the Illuminati, coming from the word light bearer. Naturally, my children, this light that they bear stands for Lucifer, and as such, they have gone through the world secretly known as Luciferians. They have brought into your country, the United States and your neighbor Canada, a group of witchcraft practices. Well, have they laid their plan to destroy your children with drugs, using your school systems, your medias of communication, your newspapers, your televisions, your radios, every means of communication has been infiltrated by the members and sub-members of the Illuminati, a conglomeration of individuals and powers and principalities throughout the world and banking systems. As you well know, my children, money has always been the root of all evil, and many have sold their souls to get to the head. Parents, I ask you now to remove from your home all agents or significations relating to the agents and forces of hell, Lucifer and his demons, now loosed upon earth. Because you are not accepting the graces given to you from heaven, parents, you are not aware that your children are being brainwashed by Lucifer. He sends into your homes music. You accept these to make your children happy. But there is a power called witchcraft. Do not laugh as I tell you this. It is here, it is now, and it is powerful, even unto the death of a human being. It is a group that is using religion as a front for my children. There is only one religion that can save your country and all of the countries of the world, the religion of the cross and my son's sacrifice upon that cross. Oh, my children, if I could only enumerate more closely, concisely to you, the takeover of your country and many nations, you would understand how foolish it was to seek materialism and money and power. For you did not understand that many of you were being bought by Lucifer. Even in my son's churches, I have watched my children approaching the sacred species, my son's body and blood, his divinity, being desecrated by young women, young men, and even middle age, wearing Satan's emblems. How foolish you are not to recognize the cross and the sacramentals given by the institutionalized churches, the Roman Catholic Church of my son. Even though, sadly, I have often cried at the many denominations that came from the first church of my son. However, the cross is your salvation. And many of my children are wearing Lucifer's symbols. You wear a horn about your neck, and you say it is the Italian horn of 20. It is not. It is the horn of Lucifer. Investigate, parents, what your children are wearing upon the temples of Satan. And there are hundreds of them now, my children, in your country and in other nations. Secretly they work to destroy your country, to destroy your children. Openly they work under the names of socialism and communism, but secretly their members labor for Lucifer, for the destruction of souls under the pain of death. Lucifer is the father of all liars. He was a murderer from the beginning. And he brings death, only death, to those who foolishly follow him. Many other emblems of Satan are being sold even in these stores that are called Catholic, my children. Are you laughing at the existence of witchcraft? My children, how foolish you are! Lucifer is upon earth. The battle now rages between good and evil. You are either with God or you are against him. When you are on the middle road, you will either fall to Satan fast or your brothers and sisters must rescue you in their charity and their abundance of graces. You will alert as followers of my son Jesus, those in his church who have fallen asleep, the bishops and the cardinals. And sad to say, my children, the ugly hand of communism has reached in to desecrate the body of my son in his own church. You must remember, as man goes about the world crying peace, love, and brotherhood, he sets up governments liberalizing the masses called socialism. And it does not operate under the true cross of my son Jesus, but is used as a front to entice like a spider with his web those unsuspecting souls who are looking for peace. Peace of heart, peace of spirit, which they cannot find in their present world because the leaders have fallen asleep. My children have lost their way. Like sheep, they wander to and fro looking for my son. They do not have the spirit. They cry out in groups called charismatics, and that too has been promoted with an evil reasoning. My children, understand what is happening now. It is the work of Lucifer using human agents to remove all institutionalized churches from your world and unite all of mankind in the name of peace and brotherhood under one roof. And it will be a one world religion and a one world government. However, my son has other plans to thwart this plan. The octopus shall not be successful. It will come to the point, my children, when you will think that it would be better to die. For such evil shall be set upon the world by the Illuminati and their agents, that the living shall truly envy the dead. Listen well, my children, and understand that I ask you to remove all diabolical musical recordings from your homes. Your children are bringing demons into your homes because at the time that these records were produced, called rock, hard rock, they were produced in the temple of Satan, consecrated to Satan. You do not understand, my children, but many of your companies, your record companies, are under the control of Wicca, the international organization of witches and warlocks. Do not laugh. It is true. Lucifer has given them power over mankind. However, the power is allowed by God the Father in heaven to test all of mankind. And my children, listen to me well as I warn all parents that you will shout soon, I beware of my children, for they seek to kill me. Lucifer plans to turn father against son, mother against daughter, and shall direct them to kill within the home. You have not seen bloodshed, a little bit here and a little bit there, but rivers of blood shall flow in your streets as children will turn against their parents. You have been given, my children, these warnings in preparation for the plan of the Luciferians to take over fully your country and the world. You must act upon this. I have given your armor to you. You have prayer. You have my son. Do not accept false messiahs going throughout the world. Do not reject the institutionalized church of my son just because there are some who have lost the way, just because some have entered into my son's church to bring about discredit and destroy from within. Do not judge my son's church by the man and the men who run it. But remember, my son is always with you. Prepare my children of light for a great time of persecution. It will come about that all who follow my son shall be labeled as crazy, fanatical, having hallucinations, and all other matters to commit them and take them from society, a society that is ruled by Lucifer. Satanists gather force in your country. You will find these Satanists who belong to the Church of Satan in a tight control. They are peoples coming from the highest walks of life and the lowest. So many have they gathered within your country, the United States of America. My children, do not succumb to those blandishments of others who try to take you from the truth by saying that I give you words of fear and destruction. I give you no words of fear, but words of truth and salvation. As I told you in the past, my children, your world has been given now to Lucifer. He knows that his time is growing short. He goes about now as a ravaging wolf, seeking to gather all to take with him to the abyss. No one shall go into hell unless of his and her own free will. My children, do not allow the enemies to give you a vision of utopia without suffering. My children, do not allow the enemies to take from you the knowledge of the existence of heaven, hell, and purgatory. Your children are the major now, the major martyrs, and I say martyrs, be it not for the laxity of the parents, the schools, and many in my son's church. Many of you parents would not be shedding this evening tears of remorse and grief at the loss of your children, knowing not whether they have been saved or lost forever. I say unto you, from the merciful heart of your mother, cry not, mother. The eternal Father is most pitiful upon you. He has opened his heart to many of your children, not judging them by false leaders. Our Lady now is placing a hand across her eyes. She's weeping very, very softly. My children, understand well, you must all review the lives of your saints given in the Christian churches throughout the world. I ask my world's children, all Christians, to unite against the common enemy of your God, Lucifer. Do you not understand? Lucifer seeks to destroy Christianity. He seeks to destroy this by taking the word of God from among you, by substituting a way of life That is pure insanity, for sin is insanity. Will you allow this to happen to your children? Can you not understand that as your mother, I shall shout to you to my last breath, turn back, for you are falling into the abyss. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. I have given you the way. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. Pray your rosary daily. Gather your children about to your families and pray. Do not be affrighted by the coming warning. It will be of short duration. However, we hope that with this warning, many shall be turned back from their road that leads to perdition and death. Our Lady now is taking the crucifix from a rosary, the beautiful golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I come to you always, my children, as your mother, as a mediatrix between God and man. I bless you for the Father and of the Son and in the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I will take pictures, Our Lady said. Just as Our Lady had finished her message, just a moment, please. Just as Our Lady had finished her message, and we were discussing some miraculous photographs here, written by the hand of God in the sky. Now, it's a cloudless night. The sky is beautifully dark but clear with the stars shining through. There isn't a cloud in the sky, yet over towards the left of Our Lady statue, as we were discussing witchcraft and this photograph that Bernie Byers had received with the number 13 on it, and there is a rabbit. Well, I really hesitate to put on tape what that rabbit stands for, an involvement of some clergy in with the witches' covens. Witchcraft, 13 usually represents the high people who are high in this coven. Now, you must understand that in Freemasonry, there is a degree of Freemasonry that means witchcraft. The person must become a Luciferian. I'm trying to remember, it's either the 13th degree or the 33rd degree. In the 33rd degree Freemasonry, it's a very, very secret cult the individual in the 33rd degree to make himself, prove himself worthy to be a true Luciferian, he must murder another person. And I would say if the individual is squirmish, he is still as guilty if he hires another to murder a human being. This is so evil, you must understand that Lucifer has always been called the murderer from the beginning. It is written in the Bible, and it is true. He was always a murderer. Therefore, to follow Lucifer, these Luciferians insist to become a 33rd degree Mason, you must follow through in this secret rite and ritual of witchcraft. And it is witchcraft. And not only that, I have, not at my home, so any who think they should come to my home and try to obtain this book, I have hidden it away. I have absolute proof that these groups have entered into some very influential parts of the Roman Catholic Church and the Council of Churches, and they all come as angels of light, hidden with their real plan to try to destroy the churches, the Christian churches. Therefore, Ali asked that all Christians unite to prevent Lucifer from destroying Christianity. Did I say how it was? I told how it was there.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope in my anxiety to explain what happened tonight, Jesus performed an outright miracle. There is no way that this figure of the cloven hoof could have appeared in the sky like it did tonight. As I said, the sky is very clear this evening with stars, not a cloud in the sky, yet to the left of Our Lady statue, it startled us all. There in white. How can I explain it? You would say a misty white but stark white hand was the cloven hoof representing witchcraft. Now, if that won't tell the world, I only pray that somebody was here with a movie camera and took that as proof for the world. Right, there it was. And standing inwardly high over Our Lady statue. Coming through the sky quite fast, Jesus is coming forward. He's not walking, he's floating. His feet are bare, but he has on a long robe. His robe is not white, but an off color, like a linen-looking type of material. He has a belting that has it cinched at the waist with a piece of, looks like, perhaps brown skin-like cord. And he has a cape about his shoulders. It's flung very loosely this evening, and I can't see the headpiece. It's a little windy, and Jesus' hair is blowing about his shoulders. He's looking to the right and left, and now he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's looking over his right shoulder, and Michael and many clergy, I can tell their clergy by their habits, are coming forward. I can see among them four now. They must be popes because they are wearing the beehive papal chairs. They're all in white. Every one of them are in white now. I notice now the three on the left, I can see their slippers. They're white this evening. They're all dressed in beautiful glowing white. And they have on gloves. They're all wearing mittens, gloves. Now Jesus is signaling. He's touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, I do not intend to enlarge upon my mother's counsel to you. Suffice it for me to say that my mother has given you an overall description of the existing conditions upon your earth. There are forces, supernatural forces, loosed now among you, and you must recognize the battle that lies ahead. You are no longer dealing off fighting with a scene, let us say, an enemy that you can't see, but you are fighting now the supernatural world, the world of demons, known by man as the study of demonology. However, since it is evident that man has tried to cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural and the existence of the nether world, I will say, my children, it gives Lucifer great advantage, for he can go forward then in secret. He has great power, a power that the Eternal Father chose to allow him for a set time. You are in the end days. It will not be the end of the earth or the world, but it will be the end of your era, the end of time as you know it. There will be a great struggle ahead. And if man does not turn from his present course, there can only be great numbers of death and destruction set upon the world. You must understand that the merciful heart of the Father is always extended to you. You must pray more. You must read and act upon the commandments of your God. They can neither be added to, nor modified, nor taken away. The 10 major commandments must be followed. And I can see, my children, that you break many now and ask for the hand of a wrathful God upon you. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not worship false gods, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. My children, on and on I could go on, enumerating the major sins of mankind. However, since you understand that sin is insanity, to those in the light, it will appear as though the world has become a snake pit. And I say snake, for it well covers the work of Lucifer. Protect your children and your homes. Make a fortress of safety for your children. A great measure of responsibilities will be given now to all parents. Prepare your home now, and you will not have to suffer the anguish of heart that many shall have in the future. There is hope. There is peace ahead in the future. But now man will be tested. And if he does not respond, it will be necessary for the Eternal Father to cleanse you with a baptism of fire. As it was in the beginning, and as through countless earth years, the Eternal Father has had to place a heavy hand upon mankind, I assure you, my children, you have not learned from your past. You repeat your mistakes over and over, and you ask again the heavy hand of chastisement upon you. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Be in the world, but not of the world, for your world has become now the kingdom of Satan. He will hide himself using human beings, places, things, all about you, a world that you cannot see with your human eyes. But they are as existing as you are human. They are supernatural. Atonement, prayer, and sacrifice. My mother has directed you well through countless earth years. Do not cast aside her counsel, but listen and act upon it, my children, for the time is growing short. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming down now from the right side of the sky. I didn't see her standing over high by the trees. Now she's falling, going across the sky and joining Jesus. She's going over to his right side. And over on the left side, I can see Michael spreading his wings now. He's covering like a protective shield the whole sky over Our Lady's statue. He surrounds the whole grounds here with his being. There is no human way to explain the immense size of Michael. He is truly a magnificent warrior of heaven. And also I can see now in the background, behind Our Lady and Jesus, many angels. I can see not their faces. It's hard to describe the tremendous light, but the figures, they're clothed in white gowns. And Our Lady is touching her lips and pointing up to many of them and saying, "They are martyrs, my child, who have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb." Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. Now Jesus is turning over to the left side. He's gone across the sky over to our right side, his left side, and he's now bending over and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's bringing his cape about him, and he's going, floating across. They don't walk. They seem to be weightless, though just as solid as you and I, Our Lady and Jesus. And he's going across the sky now, just floating, and he's nodding to Our Lady, and they are both backing up high into the sky. They're standing there and looking about them. Our Lady has a very, I don't know how to describe her smile. She looks very sad, but she's trying to smile, and she's nodding, yes. Continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 25th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.